A Birthday Trio for Pat by Chris Call Me Sweetie and read by Ghost of Nuggets Past. Notes. Dear Pat, happy birthday. I am reading the words of Chris Call Me Sweetie by her request, but also because I want to as well. You're such a vibrant commenter in this fandom, and I love seeing everything you contribute to our conversation. Today we're going to do a trilogy of Chris Call Me Sweetie stories for you, very short, that take us from John Locke to Parent Locke to Grandparent Locke, beginning with Pitter Pat. Summary: is the flutter in John's heart atrial fibrillation, or could there be another cause?
Are you dying? Not unless there's some toxic experiment in the flat you neglected to mention. I'm serious, John. I'm concerned about your health. That's a change of pace. Usually I'm the one who's worried about your health. You're the one who's acting as though being expected to eat and sleep and avoid serial killers is unreasonable. The amount of eating and sleeping you expect me to do is unreasonable, and I know I can count on you to take care of any serial killers for me. Well, that's settled then. No, it's not settled. I need to know if you're okay. Yes, of course I am. What brought this on? I overheard you talking to Harry. You mentioned your heart going pitter-pat. I didn't mean for you to hear that. Obviously, but I did. And when I looked it up, I found an article that said when your heart goes pitter-pat, the flutter could be atrial fibrillation. And then there was another article about PAT being an acronym for paroxysmal atrial tachycardia, which can result in life-threatening complications like cardiomyopathy, heart failure, and stroke. And your birthday is coming up, and you are getting older. Oi! Don't take offense, John, but I think you should go see Mike Stanford to get your heart checked. Actually, I think Mike is the one responsible for my current condition.
What has he done to you?
He introduced me to you.
So?
So you're the one who makes my heart go pitter-pat. You mean I'm causing you that much stress? No, idiot. I mean I'm falling in love with you.
Sherlock?
You're worrying me now.
Are you having a stroke?
I don't know. My heart is going pitter-pat. Oh. Good thing I'm a doctor, then. Do you know how to fix it?
Yes, I'll kiss it and make it better.
A surprise birthday gift. Summary: Sherlock and John give Rosie a surprise birthday gift. When Sherlock asked Rosie what she would like for her second birthday, she surprised him by saying quite clearly,
"A baby sister."
Sorry, love, John said, laughing. I don't think even Papa can manage that.
Then, glancing at Sherlock to make sure they were on the same page, he suggested,
How about a puppy?
Puppy?
Rosie asked.
Yes, Sherlock said, we should get you a puppy, as long as Nana Hudson doesn't mind.
Of course I don't mind, Mrs. Hudson said. I always thought you needed a dog.
Puppy!
Rosie squealed, the idea of a baby sister seemingly forgotten. For her third birthday, though, the only thing Rosie asked for was a baby sister.
What about a baby sister for Cupcake? Sherlock suggested. Would you like another puppy?
Yes!
When her fourth birthday rolled around, Rosie once again requested a baby sister. Sherlock opened his mouth to reply, but John slapped a hand over it, hissing in his ear,
We are not getting any more puppies.
Sherlock pulled away, affronted. I was going to tell you that I've been in touch with a surrogate, and if you're on board with the idea, I'm ready to make my genetic contribution.
A year later, Sherlock and John presented their daughter with a surprise gift.
Rosie, meet your new baby sister, Patricia. Happy birthday.
Pat the Bunny. Summary: Sherlock and John give their grandson a special birthday gift.
Haverson Ford Watson Holmes Armor Trading, you drop that this instant.
Rosie whipped around to see what new mischief Harry was getting up to. Her wife, Jody, never used their son's full name unless it was something serious. Harry, the picture of innocence, put down the owl pellet he'd been about to stick in his mouth. Rosie turned to Sherlock.
Papa, what happened to the baby proofing?
Harry's not a baby anymore. Isn't that why you're here? To celebrate his second birthday?
Well, yes, and to visit you and Dad, of course. Where is he, anyway?
Just putting a ribbon on Harry's present.
I don't know if anything can top last year's gift. He carries that book around everywhere.
Harry held up his battered copy of Pat the Bunny in verification.
Have you been practicing your observational skills? Sherlock asked his grandson.
Pat,
Harry said, demonstrating by patting the soft, if slightly bedraggled, fur of the bunny in his book.
Yes, the sense of touch is very useful in collecting data, Sherlock agreed.
Harry wasn't listening. His eyes had lit on his other grandfather, who had just entered the room, carrying his birthday present, a twitchy-nosed brown rabbit with a red ribbon around her neck.
Bunny!
Harry squealed, toddling over.
What do you want to name her? John asked.
Pat!
Pat?
Pat the Bunny!
Notes. From Chris Called Me Sweetie. Happiest of birthdays to my dear friend Pat, who's known to fic writers and readers around the world as an absolute honey bunny. From Ghost of Nuggets Past. I'm so happy I've seen you around the fandom. Have a wonderful birthday.